kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Love Down Under. Love Down Under. Love Down Under.
Ayan, 29, 30 years, tama ka dyan. Ano, halos 3 decades. Kumbaga, marami na naganap. Kumbaga, sa history, marami na nangyari in 10, 20, 30 years, di ba? Pero sila pa rin po, hindi nakapigil. Ang agwat na yan para sila magkatuluyan. Ating bisita ngayon ay isang full-time musician, di ba?
Yes.
Turakista, mahilig sa tugtugan. Bagets na bagets pa rin,
hihing
ko eh. Tapos, ang kanyang may bahay, ang kanyang misis ay isa namang nurse, di ba? At ayun nga, halos 30 years ang, o 29 years ang kanilang age gap. Pero sila po ay magkasama na for like 19, almost 20 years na sila in relationship. 10 years married. Ito, kausapin na natin at tanongin natin ang kanilang kwento, ang ating pong special guest this morning para sa Love Down Under. Let's welcome Sir Bong Soto.
Hello, everybody.
Ayun. Speaking of age na kwento mo, sa edad kong ito, may tanong kami ni Dan. Pwede mong makiusisa, how old na po ba kayo? How young dapat ang tanong? How young na po ba kayo?
I'm 72 years old.
Wow.
No way. Sorry. Reaction ko. Inisip ko kanina. Okay, hindi na ako magko-comment. Nakasabi ko sa'yo.
Kasi
eh.
Ang boses, bagets. Ang boses si Kuya Bong, bagets sa bagets. At si si wifey naman po, Kuya Bong, ilang taon?
She's 42 years old, turning 43 this October 21.
Oy, advance happy birthday, kay boss.
Kay commander.
Tanungin na natin, total na, banggit na natin si Mrs., no? Teka, so 30 years, sabihin natin 30 years yung gap.
Yeah,
sir,
hindi
bang malaman namin, if you can still recall, no? In full detail, yan, paano kayo nagkakilala, kailan, saan?
Yeah, well, in 2004, I was on tour, right? And I was playing in Singapore. Mm. I had a huge concert because they were very receptive to my music. So I said hello, and then my wife was there. I met her, and then we just got talking, blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? Kusta, how was your, what's your name? And then all of a sudden, she told me, you know, Mr. Soto, I've got a scholarship to finish my nursing studies at the ACA. I'm just choosing between England, I was a scholarship there, or Australia. So I said, oh, that's nice. Okay. So anyway, I said, if you choose Australia, here's my number, I said. So around January, she came over, and then I received this phone call, right? But like, nag-internet kami, hello, kumusta, ganun. And then all of a sudden, January, she called me and said, oh, I'm here already. I'm here. Around the end of January, she arrived from, I accepted the scholarship from ACA, not from England, right? And then, so we met. I said, oh, let's have coffee. I asked her. I said, where? Yeah. So we met dun sa Flinders Park. Valentine's Day was the first time we saw each other again after Singapore, right? And then I invited her for coffee, blah, blah, blah. You know, I invited her for coffee. So we had coffee, she's a Muslim, you see? Her religion is Islam. So, you know, we became friends. We became a bit friends. Kilala. You know what I mean? No holding hands, nothing.
Kasi conservative.
Oh, hirap ligawan yung Muslim eh. Kasi chaperone, you know, I tried to take her out, but you couldn't take her out without a chaperone.
Okay. Question po, Kuya Bong. So, So Islam siya. Kayo po ba ay Christian?
Yeah, I was Christian. I converted. But before I converted, I studied the Quran for 3 years.
Ah, ganun yun siya kamahal na talagang nag-convert kayo.
Yes. But not only, it was not only because of the love of my love for her. It was because I believed in the religion as well, you know what I mean? Because I didn't really want to change my religion, you know. I said, I asked myself, you know, what's this religion about? Islam. You know, puro, ang narinig ko kasi sa Islam, puro jihad, puro terrorist. So I was very hesitant to convert. So before I converted, before I said, let's see what the Quran says. So I went to the mosque, studied the Quran for 3 years. I went to the mosque in Doncaster, like twice a week. I was being taught, and you know, and so I decided, yeah, why not? So this is what happened. So I converted, and then first time, kasi linigawan ko yung asawa ko ng dalawang taon bago sila.
Wow.
Yeah, the bottle ring, and I asked her to marry me, and we got engaged. Mm. We got engaged, you know what I mean? I went back to Singapore because my parents were both dead. I had my sister go to Singapore and ask for her hand. My sister arrived in Singapore. We went to that house, right? We went to the house, and then when we were in the house, ang unang question nila sa akin, oh, are you willing to convert into Islam? I said, yeah, I've been converted. Their second question, how much is the dowry you're gonna give?
Ah, may dowry!
Kanyan, protocol eh. You know what I mean? Parang ganun yun, you know?
So, hindi nakakalam, ano po ito?
Ano po itong, explain lang natin, Kuya Bong, para maintindihan ng mga hindi nakakalam.
Yung dowry, parang magbibigay ka ng pera sa asawa mo. O, babayaran mo siya. Pero yung pera, nasa pangalan niya. So, parang sa'yo na rin yun kung mag-aasawa kayo, di ba? Ganun. Kasi sa Muslim, sa Islam, pag nagpakasal ka sa isang Muslim na pamilya, sila nagbabayad sa buong wedding. Okay?
So hindi ikaw?
Siyempre nag-contribute na ako maski nag-contribute. Siguro yung asawa ko nag-contribute rin ng pera, galing rin sa akin yun, no? Pero kailangan talaga may magbibigay ka ng pera sa mga magulang niya, tapos yung mga magulang niya ilalagin lang sa bank account ng anak nila.
Quick question, Kuya Bong, magkano po ang binayad ninyo na dowry?
25,000.
We're talking about Australian dollars?
Yeah.
Wow.
Pautang naman, Kuya Bong. Hindi ka pa kami natira pa.
Rockstar pa ako noon, may pera pa. Again, old star na.
Pero yung age ba? Natanong nila, teka lang, naging issue ba ito sa kanyang friends and relatives?
Ang totoo niyan, hindi ko muna sinabing totoong age ko, baka makakuha.
Yun!
Nambola ako ng konti.
Ay, talaga po?
Sa huli, nalaman rin kasi I had to bring the whole family to, before we did get married, their family wanted to know who, family to family yan eh, sa Islam.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So, they wanted to really find out who my family was. So, I had to bring her brother, her younger brother, her best first cousin, and herself to Manila to meet my relatives. So, siyempre, they went to Manila. I brought them to Manila to meet my family. Siyempre, the sort of family are very, very well known. You know, approved ka agad.
Fast forward to your actual marriage, no? Kung tanong natin, reality check, nung kayong dalawa na lang, kasal na. Ano yung challenges na nakita mo, sir, like given like the relationship? Is it the normal? Sabi mo, yung age, parang feeling mo hindi nag-play out, pero may nagkaroon ba ng challenges about like the age gap and like being different in that sense?
Sa age, there wasn't any challenges at all. Eh. The challenges, the major factors that we encountered were the people around us asking, ba't ang tandaan na nasa ako? Pero alam mo, pag dalawang taong nagmamahalan, walang hiyaan mo na yan. You know? Ang importante yung tayong dalawa magkasama, magka-happy, you know?
So more of external factors, hindi between you.
There was never an issue between, you're too old or ganyan ka. Never. There's never been an issue. There was never ever any financial issues because she's very generous, thoughtful, you know what I mean? Iba talaga yung asawa ko na I'm so lucky.
Vibes,
I'm gonna get married again.
Wow!
To tell you honestly,
nice.
Yeah, to tell you honestly, I was single for 3 years. I had two other marriages and they were all failures, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Well, it was maybe because of me, you know what I mean? Traveling around the world, you know, and falling in love with different women, blah, 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 you know what I mean? But then when I met my wife, I said, this is the one. I was single for over 25 years before I found her again. And I said, I'll get married.
And Kuya Bong, do you have kids?
We've been together for 20 years.
You have kids in your previous marriages?
Yes, yes. I have 3 kids from different women.
Okay, tatlong babae. And with, of course, your current wife, meron din kayong kids together?
Yung tatlong anak ko, inampun niya. Napakabay talaga. Enjoy lang kami sa sarili namin. Yeah.
Sino mas mahaba yung pasensya? Sino mas nagbibigay? Yung mas nakakatanda ba? O yung mas nakakabata?
Pag medyo nagkaka-issue kasi kami, sandali lang yung tampuhan namin eh. Inaayos kagad namin, or siya maayos, o ako na lang magsosorry. Kasi kanya-kanyang kwanya eh. Kanyang, sa isang relasyon, I've learned to recognize when you're at fault and when you're the one to say sorry. Ganun rin siya. You know what I mean? When it's your fault, when you've lashed out and you're in the wrong, you know, you'll be the one to say sorry. You know what I mean? That's, yeah. Kung tanggap ka, tanggap. Kung kumahal ka, di mamahalin ka. If not, di work it out. In a marriage, you gotta work out the relationship. You gotta work out not only financial things, your emotional, you know, your family. There's a lot of things involved in a good marriage, you know. That's what I'm saying. Okay. That's why the age difference, the age factor, doesn't really mean a lot in a successful marriage, because it depends on how honest you are, on how much you love each other. You know, that's the main thing talaga.
Ano ba yung dalawang bagay na best thing sa inyong relationship ni Ate Masrina?
Her love was very important. You know, the love that she showed me, even from before, you know, was up to now, you know what I mean? We've been through a lot, like health issues. I was in the hospital, almost died. She never left my side. And then the second the second one for me is the main fact that I was touring and she was able to understand that I was traveling constantly and, you know, and playing around, you know. Playing around the world, you know, from Dubai to Macau to everybody. She understood that I love music, and she always supported me in my musical endeavors.
Sa mga nakikinig ngayon, no, in a relationship na medyo malayo talaga yung age gap, ano yung yung may isa kang ipapayo, kung may isa kang bagay na ipapayo sa kanila, yan, ano yung gusto mong sabihin?
One is to be able to work out each other's issues. All right. Always sit down and talk about it and dish it out and come out to the best solution for both of you, for the family. The second one is you have to have real love talaga to be able to love someone who's 29 years older or 29 years younger than you. There's got to be real love there. Because musikero ko, ang daming temptation na magiging dababa, ang dami rin temptation sa kanya na maraming mga young men din. Di ba? Kaya lang talagang pagmamahal mo talagang totoo, alam mo. So those little things are so important in a relationship where you're much older than your wife, you know what I mean?
Love down under. Love down under. Love down under.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.